Prof. Farida Khan's interview, published in the March 2021 issue of Spirit of Islam, received many comments from the readers. Some of them are presented here. The feedbacks have been edited for consistency, clarity and brevity. Some of the comments were in Urdu, which have been translated into English. A gift package has been dispatched to all of them. Apa's contribution to the mission is paramount. She has been translating Maulana's works for more than 40 years. Because of her tireless efforts, today we have a body of Islamic literature available in English. Without English books, the CPS mission would not have been a global mission. Dr. Sani Yasnain Khan, New Delhi. Farida Apa is truly an inspiration and motivation to me, and all women. Through her sheer dedication, hard work and focus, she has lived every word of her father's teaching, starve the problem and feed the opportunity. By accepting her role in the CPS mission, she has carried it forward so impressively. Asramist, Bengaluru. By reading Apa's inspirational story, I am glad to inform you that I've regained my spirit to serve humanity by spreading the words of Almighty. I plan to make the best use of my time for my personal development, and to gain the Quranic wisdom so that I can inculcate it in my upcoming generations. I also wish to inspire the present youth around me to ponder over their creation, and the creation plan of Almighty God. Aisha Kossar, Telangana. Reading about Apa's journey from an ordinary village to being such an integral part of the CPS mission is very inspiring. Keeping Apa's life ahead of me, I shall take baby steps towards educating myself and my family. I am not now afraid to fail but inspired to try once more. I will read, read, read and acquire knowledge, and have intellectual discussions with my family. Subia Kossar, Bengaluru. From Farida Apa's story, I learnt a very valuable lesson that one should make the best use of the available opportunity. One should not waste precious time waiting for the right moment. It is a wrong approach to keep waiting for big opportunities. God will make a way for you, if you are sincere and give your best. Tazan, Bengaluru. I thank you, Apa, for your motivational words that truly inspire us all. Your struggle for learning will always make us realize how blessed we are to get a good education now. You are an inspiration to all of us. Lubna, Chennai. Her story is a great example to me. She put in tremendous efforts in learning the religion of Islam and in spreading the true message of the Quran. Sir Arafi, Chennai. Though I am a member of CPS, I always felt disappointed as I could not take the cause of the mission further. After reading Farida Apa's interview, I have converted my disappointment into greater conviction. I have understood that I have to patiently work foremost on myself, by developing intellectually and spiritually, and wait for an opportunity to serve in the way of God. Saliha, Hassan. Prof. Khanum struggled hard for quality education. Her ready-to-learn and courageous attitude led her to learn from opportunities one could never realize were even there. These points gave me the motivation to continue my struggle and my pursuits in both the fields of secular as well as religious education with faith in God that He will provide me the opportunities. Javriya Iram, Racher. Reading Farida Apa's interview made me realize that one should not complain even in dire situations. With the right planning, one can achieve great targets. I was thinking at this age, there is nothing much I could do. Now I aspire to study more, and to involve my family in my intellectual pursuits. Mazaranisa, Bengaluru. Sraimir is my hometown. The conditions described in Farida Apa's interview are more or less still the same. Girls' education is just as difficult today. Apa's inspiring story is the result of her grit, determination and the special grace of God Almighty. The most important and biggest task in Farida Apa's whole story was to come to Delhi from Azamgarh. It was a big deal then, and it is still a challenging task for a girl from a village in Azamgarh to venture out of the village all alone. Even married women are not allowed to travel alone. Insha'Allah, this story of Apa will be a beacon for the women of my native village. Mirza Amer Azmi, Azamgarh. Dr. Farida Khan's interview in the March issue of Spirit of Islam has many lessons, contrary to popular tradition. Apa's traveling alone on such a long journey in the 50s shows that when you believe in your goal, you should act with total dedication. You should not be overwhelmed by the negative traditions of society. In Delhi, when Apa could not live with her father, a family supported her and treated her like a family member, arranging free tuition. The lesson we learn from this incident is that apart from parents, society should also be aware of the needs and difficulties of the nation's future and be ready to help the members of society. Failure in the exam should not break your resolve. You should start preparing again, without harboring any complaints against anyone. Unlike ordinary graduates, Apa was not content just to get a degree. She set herself the goal of learning high-quality English. This passion for continuous learning set her apart from other degree holders. Maulana's forcing Apa to pursue a specialization in English instead of Persian at the right time shows that courage, determination and ability are not enough to succeed. It is equally important to be aware of the needs of the time. Principal Ansari Naim Ahmed, Mumbai. Dr. Farida Khan's interview appears like a historical piece, spanning over 60 or 70 years. It is a spiritual journey that she started at the age of 13, from Sremir, Azamgar. Her story is the reflection of society and an outline of the paradigm shift in the way women's role in society is envisioned. It describes how the perception of women in society has moved from negative to positive. The role of a woman in society is as important in the sphere of religion as in mundane affairs. Prof. Khan's personality is a practical model to emulate. Dr. Shabir Ahmad Pare, Kashmir.